Right now, let's go to Eric Vest. He's Delta Fines technical agronomist for the area. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning. Good to see you Monday morning.
Also, Laura's happy about this fellow Cooper Pirate.
Yeah, how about that?
Arr.
Go Pirates.
Hey, okay, you've got a couple of field days this week where people can come out and see what's happening with Delta Fine. What kind of varieties you guys showing off and where are they?
Absolutely. We have two coming up this week. We have one tomorrow, Tuesday, in Seminole for those producers on the Southern High Plains. It's from 10 to 12 at the Blaine Nichols Farm, and we will serve lunch. We have another one on Thursday, the 18th, from 9 to 12 for those guys up here in the Lubbock area out at Lorenzo at the Steve Chapman Farm. And at either of these locations, guys are more than welcome to come out, producers, academics, whoever would like to come out and see the new varieties, the things we have that are existing in the marketplace, and those things that we have that are potential candidates for advancement in the next couple of years. Another thing that's come up this year, you know, for the first year in 3 years, we've actually got a little rain during the growing season, and with that comes a few weeds. So we're getting a lot of concerns from producers and dealers and retailers about how are we going to control these weeds, hopefully when it continues to rain. So we have several demonstrations out to show off our new technologies coming for weed-resistant varieties, new herbicides in the mix there, and some weed control systems. And above all, you know, our most limiting factor is water. So we also have our water use efficiency plots where guys can come out and take a look at the plots and see how the different varieties perform under different levels of management.
Are you guys requiring anybody to RSVP for the lunch, or can you just show up?
Anybody can just show up at either of those two locations. Just come on by. We'd love to have you. Come get signed in, and we'll take you for a tour of the plots and feed you lunch.
Is there a telephone number or anywhere anyone can get some more information if they need to get that?
Absolutely. If anybody needs more information on that or directions, they can feel free to call me. Mine is an 806 number here at the Lubbock area, and it's 790-4646.
All right. That's Eric Vest. He's a technical agronomist with Delta Fine here in the Lubbock area. We'll be back in just a little bit with some more information on field days.
Cowboy Corner, Sunday nights at 8. News Talk 790, KFYO.
625. Here's Eric Vest with Delta Fine, technical agronomist, and we've got a quick invitation again on the field days. We've got two this week, one in Seminole, one in Lorenzo.
That's correct. Seminole is from 10 to 12 on Tuesday at the Blaine Nichols Farm, just southwest of town, about 6 miles, and the one on Thursday is at the Steve Chapman Farm over there south of Lorenzo from 9 to 12. Lunch will be served following both of those field days, and anybody's welcome to come by and join us.
Don't have to have an RSVP or anything like that. And if you would like some more information, 790-4646, yes?
That's correct.
Okay, that's Eric's phone number. Hey, how's the outlook coming for you guys as we move toward the harvest?
I think, the crop is spotty this year, but after some of the meetings that we've been attending and some of the feedback we get from our group at Plains Cotton Growers on every other Friday morning, it seems like, you know, some of the rain fell in the right places at the right time. We have some late cotton around that was replanted from some losses from hail or wind or rain or dirt early on. But for the most part, you know, most of the crop looks pretty good. The irrigated is there, and there's actually some areas, unlike the past 3 years, we're actually going to harvest some rain fed or some dry land cotton. So, we need, like you mentioned earlier with the weather, the rain is always good. We will never turn that away in West Texas, but we need the sun to come out, and we need those days to warm back up to help finish this stuff off and get us through September and October.
I think the projection was 4.6 million bales. Was that the projection? You think that was a little high?
Yeah, I think Mary Jane Berkeley was in last week, and I think
it was either 4.2.
I think it was 4.4, she was saying, 4.4, yeah. And then they were thinking it was going to be closer to the 4, but then they're thinking it's edging up.
Well, it always depends on where you draw the line to. Are we including the rolling plains? You know, it just depends. If you look at District 1N and 1S, which was probably what Mary Jane was referring to, that'd be pretty close to the total bale count for this area in production this year.
Hmm.
Mm. It's amazing how many people in this area still don't understand how important cotton is to this area. I mean, 30% of the world's cotton. The world's cotton is produced right here on the South Plains?
Well, if you look at the acres just in the U.S., over half of the U.S. acres are in Texas alone. And so it's substantial. Now, we don't always make as good a crop as some other areas in the U.S. just based on rain fed. You know, over half of our acres out here are dry land, so we're dependent on Mother Nature and that rainfall. So, but it is a lot of bales that we do get out of this area.
Very important industry to keep this area alive.
Very important.
It is. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about the field days. I hope it's very successful for you, and it sounds very informative.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, that's Eric Best, Delta Fine. If you'd like some more information, his telephone number is 790-4646, 790-4646. That's an 806 area code. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate that.